الديكور قد هنا الديكور يعني كده كله دي حلو هناك هات بتاع ده الدايم اللي هي بتنوم لان هات ديكور انت دي جايه مش كده كده What's the story with your letters? Your letters to get the same and the same story. She's also two things. She's an Ava Tuna, when you get the Tuna of the Tower, and she's also a Tuna of Bala with an Isha card. She's a Tuna of Tash and Shamita. What's the story with the Zavar? If she gave birth to your letters, if your letters gave birth to a baby boy, she's may have for 7 days. She gave birth to a baby girl, she's may have for 14 days. At the end of the time, she has to bring a card in her neck, and she's like a Zavar. But she doesn't have to have any shiva in the kin at all. In that sense, she's like an eagle. So is she like an eagle, like a zo? So if you ask me, I would say she's not an eagle, not a zo. It's a different thing. It's three different things. There's an eagle, there's a zo, and there's your letters. I'm related. But the Kumar says, no. She may need us to vote for six more. She has the shen tumma of an eagle. Even though she's half, she's been and seems to be half eagle, half zo, or the Torah says, she may need us to vote for six more. She has a demon. It might not be me if we know what all the demon are. Like philosophy, whether the Tumah Shayaladis is a Zavar Nidus, what's the difference? We know what all the Gidim are. So Rashi points this out on the Gemara points out, not Rashi. Rashi just explains the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about static on the basis and not in person. Learns out from this passage, there is another difference between an ego and a Zavar, which you cannot figure out from the Tumah without this passage. You may need a Zavar to see. The other difference is that the Nido, when her 7 days are up, has to wait till the night after the 7 days are up. Let's say she became a Nido on Sunday, so the first Shabbos is Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, sometime before Shia, so the first day of her Nido is Sunday. If she remains a Nido for Shabbos, then the first time she can go to the Mikvah is going to be Beishat Shechavim on the first Shabbos. And if you don't say Mikvah Sayon Kekula, then I'll tell you she can go to the Mikvah the morning of Shabbos, and it's only a 20-minute Rabbanah that she has to wait till Matzoi Shabbos. If anything came by a Zavar, then I'll tell you, you say, Mikvah Shayon Kekulai. So the Zavar Gedolot and Yitavelot in the Mikvah the morning of the second day of Shiva Nikim, and the Zavar Tanakh and Yitavelot in the Mikvah in the morning, but the Zavar Tanakh she has that really today, so she has to make a Hefka Tara this afternoon. And then when I'll tell you, she can go to Mikvah tomorrow morning, and the Rabbanah, she has to wait to go to Mikvah tomorrow night. So that din that when I say, well, you say, Mr. Saint Kukula, you should be Tavelis in the morning, that's the Mishnah in Megillah. You only say, Mr. Saint Kukula, Baboka. You don't say, Mr. Saint Kukula, Ba'er, Balayla. You don't say, let's say, if the woman is Zadav Tana today, that she can go to the Mishnah tonight and she'll be Tahir. It's the Mishnah in the end of Nida that wouldn't help at all. But she'd still be Chai Skorat even if she went to the Mishnah at night. You don't begin to say Mr. Saint Kukula till the morning of the next day. The morning of the last day. She's in Zavar Tana in the morning of the one day. Only one day. And she's in Zavar Tana in the morning of the seventh day. So the Gemara raises the question, what's the din regarding your ledger? So the Gemara is on the last line in Zohar, that's Tariq on the day. And a Davin is over, you say Mr. Saint Kukula. And in Eagle, you don't say any sense of Kulo. So the question is, what about your letter? So the Brahma says, well, since it says, he may need your Shavosa Pitma, your letter is in Kishla Nida. Your letter has basically a Tumas Nida as opposed to a Tumas Zoba. You don't say it's a very thick Dhamma Ethereum. She's compared to the Nida with a little twist. You don't say she's compared to the Zoba with a little difference. She's basically a Nida with a little difference. It could well be that based on this being, based on this understanding of the prophecy, maybe that's very particular that the Tumas Ayaleh is basically a Tumas Nida, not basically a Tumas Zavar, that the Mishnah in Nida has another being. And the being that Dam Koshi is Tohor, it's a question of Zavar. But if it's a question of Nida, then it's coming. That means the problem. Okay, a woman is pregnant for 9 months. And today, the normal thing that a woman, when a woman is pregnant, she's misolek adam. She has no he has done. The Gemara was also pretty common, but it wasn't as much as the Gemara is. Today, it's extremely rare that a woman should have done during the 9 months of pregnancy. In days of the Mishnah, it wasn't that rare. But let's say, the Mishnah talks about such a case. A woman is pregnant for 9 months, and she has no he has done every month. She becomes a Nida, she goes to Mitzvah, she becomes a Nida, she goes to Mitzvah. Every month she goes to the Mitzvah. Then the ninth month, she becomes a Nida, she goes to the Mitzvah. And then, after being a Nida, she becomes a Zavar. So there are two different things. A Nida and a Zavar. A Now, two different things. I would assume that everybody knows. I shouldn't explain what it is. The Torah has, we said, what the difference is of Alof. What to do? What is the Nida? What is the Zava? The Nida is a woman who has a Riyaz Zaman Amokar. Her nose is bleeding, her finger is bleeding. That's not a Nida. That's the Zaman Amokar. Zaman Amokar doesn't mean that there's an infection and the muscle is bleeding or something. Zaman Amokar means that from the lining. From the lining of the Amokar, Zaman is coming. It has to be from the Bayit HaPnimi, not from the Bayit HaFitzon. Bayit HaPnimi is generally seems to be further into the service. Bayit HaFitzon is the Chassam Soitan Shulis says that the demarcation on between the Bayit HaFitzon and Bayit HaPnimi is the Shinaim. The Shinaim in the Lashon HaGemara means the service. So in the Zaman Harbach printed an essay years ago in one of the volumes of Noam where he wanted to be Mechadish against the Chassam Soitan. That the demarcation line between the Bayit HaPnimi and Bayit HaFitzon is further in. Another inch or two past the service, deeper. And then when everybody screams down to the back down. Next issue is back down. Okay, okay, it's nice. But leaving out his 40 pages of proof, what he wanted to discuss, he had a shayla of Hamas, but leaving all that out, what do you mean? What do you mean that Dam has to go from the Bayit HaFitzon, from the Bayit HaPnimi into the Bayit HaFitzon? And down from the Bayit HaFitzon is not coming. There is no lining in the Bayit HaFitzon. That's the woman's body is abnormal. Today, I think there are something like 98 women who have linings in the Bayit HaFitzon because the mothers took some kind of crazy medication. They were pregnant 30 years ago. And because of that, they gave birth to a baby girl in America only. They gave birth to this area, New York area. They gave birth to a baby girl who had this lining. What's it called, the lining? Endometrial lining or something like that. Who? Whatever, yeah. Pelikas Bogi. How do you say nothing? Pelikas Bogi, tell her that. So he says it's fungi from. Endometrial, yeah. So then normally the lining ends before the cervix. Today there are some women who have the lining going all the way out into the testis cervix, all the way out into the vagina. So that's halacha in the Mishnah. The 1980, you need a halacha in the Mishnah that if the lining is outside in the Bayit HaFitzon and it starts to bleed, that doesn't count. And they did the Mishnah, they never had such a thing. They never had such crazy medication. So a woman never had a lining all the way out there. That's a funny Bamanai Bakhtanya. No, that the lining is inside and the demarcation line between the Bayit HaFitzon and the Bayit HaFitzon is somewhere further in the middle of all the lining. It doesn't correspond to anything that's there. That's the question. So how does the Tanai know that that's the Bayit HaFitzon and that's the Bayit HaFitzon? That's why everybody's seen that. So he backed up and said, okay, the concept is right, that the demarcation line is the cervix. Dam comes from Bayit HaFitzon into the Bayit HaFitzon. Dam min amokar, so then it makes the woman into a nida. So the woman is going to be a nida for 7 days. Then the following 11 days, after the 7 days that the woman became a nida, that's what Rashi HaFumish quotes. The Yud Alav Yom Shirvei Nida Lahida. Rashi HaFumish quotes that because the Gemara goes there. Rashi didn't point the time. The Gemara, in the very end of my second nida, where Tuvlat learns out this din. The woman is only able to become a Zavro if she has a real Zam during that period of Yud Alav Yom Shirvei Nida Lahida. What do you mean she's able to become a Zavro? She has a 3 days in a row, then she'll become a Zavro de Berlin. Zavro de Berlin before, she's in the team, and at the end she'll have to bring a carbon when she becomes to her. And if there's no Beit HaMikdash, she'll have to write down on the team ticket and she'll have to bring a carbon when the Beit HaMikdash will be built. And if she only has a Riyaz Dam 1 or 2 days in a row, then she becomes what we call a Zavro Ketana. And a Zavro Ketana has to be Shemeret Yom Kineged Yom. It's not like a Nida that she's Kineged for 7 days, not like a Zavro that she needs to be seen. She only needs one day that's not here. So she's a Zavro Ketana, she has a Riyaz Dam in the middle of the Yud Alef Yom, she may need and Nida either 1 day or 2 days in a row. So then she has to make a Hefzik Tara that day in the afternoon, and she has to make a Bika the next day, in the morning and in the evening. And if she wants to rely on the Zindar right, so she makes a Bika in the morning, she says Mitzvah, and she pulls and she goes to the Mitzvah. The Gemara says, "No, let's take a nida." Then the Rabban and Rav Shimon, the Tana and Rav Shimon, by the way, doesn't allow that. And we follow Rav Shimon Shita. That says the whole reason. The Gemara gives the reason why he made it there. So it's forbidden to be table in the morning. You have to wait till after the Seder for Chavivim. And I tell you, do say mitzvah to pull it. The Rabban, you don't allow. How did the Tana know this story? 11 days. You look in the Chumash. Where did you see anything about 11 days? You don't know if you're going to be there. It's 7-11. Is it That's the Rambam sheet, everything is there. The machlek is the Rambam and all the Rishonim, how do you figure out these 3 hours and they're moving it? The Rambam sheet is 7-11, 7-11 with Erlen Bar. Because when a woman is, let's say, 12 years old, girl is 12 years old, says the first 3 years need to do it, so that's covered for the rest of her life, her calendar, and to determine whether any time she has a riyah, it's going to make her into a nidor, a zogo, it depends on when her first riyah was. Whenever the first riyah was, so that's day number one, and the rest of her life, she's going to live that. Maybe that's in Shana. So she has to know when the first riyah was. Whenever the first riyah was, normally around the age of 12, give or take a year or two, whatever, so then she'll become a nidor for 7 days, and the next 11 days she's able to become a zogo, the next 7 days she'll become a nidor, the next 11 days she'll become a zogo. She doesn't have, she has a re every 30 days, every 40 days, every 50 days. Some women have a re every 6 months, some women have a re every 2-3 years. The Gemara says, the Kalish says, Amaham Rubin, Banaham Rubin. If the woman has a re every month, she can have a lot of babies. If the women only have re once in a couple of years, then she's not going to be able to have too many babies. She doesn't have any re at all, she didn't have any babies. So the Gemara says, yes, she can't have any children at all. So the, so the Rambam has this machlokes with the other Rishonim. The Rambam understands that depending on when the first riyah that the woman had was, we determine for the rest of her life whenever a riyah will occur, will it make her into a nidah or a zava, depending on the first riyah. The first riyah makes her into a nidah for the first 7 days. So the next 11 days, if she'll have a riyah, then she'll become a zava. So the next 7 days after that, if she has a riyah, then she'll become a nidah. The next 11 days after those 7 days after those 11 days. So the Yerman goes like that. Unless the Rambam says two exceptions to unless she gives birth to a baby. If she gives birth to a baby, then you have either 40 days in Malos or 80 days, depending whether it's a boy or a girl. And after that Malos is over, then you start all over again. When she has the first 3 years, that's day number one in the history of the world. You go back to 7-11, 7-11, the Yerman goes until she has another baby. Or, the Rambam says, if the woman has a Lesus Kavua. The woman has a Lesus Kavua, so then I don't say 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, you don't know what. I say whenever the Vesus Kavua turns out, I label that as day number one again. So it can mean 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, 8, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, 8, 7-11, 7-11, 8. But the other one is always, if she doesn't have a Vesus Kavua, it's going to be 7-11, the other one, until she has a baby. At the end of the Malo, she's going to start again at 7-11. She has more than a 7-11. It's a close around. She doesn't have a Vesus Kavua. That's what the Rambam is opinion. We don't pass them like the Rambam. Stop writing every day. We don't pass them like the Rambam because all the other Rishonim disagree. I mean, Gemara disagrees. Gemara is the famous against the Rambam. Kashi, what does the Rambam do with the Gemara character? It's still a Gemara Pachet. There is a Gemara Pachet. The Rishonim take this here. The Rishonim are there. What do you do with the Gemara Pachet? So whereas all the other Rishonim, Faren, for this theory, they explain that that's a Gemara Pachet, a different case. The Rambam understood apparently that Sadafan says there is a Machlokes in the Gemara. And the Machlokes in the Sugyas is really the Machlokes HaTanoim. That's all the Nesiv and many Achlanim say. The standard answer that Achlanim gives is, the Rambam understood that this machlokes between himself and the other Rishonim is really a machlokes HaTanoim. Where in the world did you dig this idea of Yud-Aleph Yom Shebei Migdal and Nidah? So the Gemara in the very end of Masechet Nidah has a machlokes of the Akiva and Ablozim and Azariah, whether it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai or it's derived from the Sukkim. Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, reason? Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Derived from the Sukkim, that's already hard. So the Gemara starts, where does it say anything about 11 days? So the Gemara works the whole Drusha there. It says, it's in Sazim, Yamin, Rabin, Ali Dasa, Mufbok, Tomach, the whole Drusha. Rashi and Chumash, it's part of it, I think. Part of it, I think, Rashi and Chumash. So if it's derived from Mitzvukim, then it's the way all the Rishonim say. That was that it's only the first 11 days following a riyas nidah. Whenever a woman becomes a nidah, for 7 days she'll be a nidah. For the next 11 days, she has the opportunity to become a zava if she'll have dam. If she doesn't become a zava then whenever she'll have the riyah, whether the next day or the next week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 5 years from that, whenever she'll have the next week, she'll become a nidah. The only time she can become a zava is the first 11 days. She has dam within the first 11 days following a riyas nidah. After the 7 days of an actual riyas nidah, not the theoretical zman and 7 days. So the Rambam apparently held that that was a machlokes asugyas, because there is one Gemara. There are many Gemara that say against the Rambam, and there's one Gemara that says like the Rambam. Sounds like it says like the Rambam. So the Rambam, the Achrayim, we suggest the Rambam must have understood that it's a machlokes asugyas based on a machlokes asanai, whether it's halacha moshe Sinai, or it's based on the pasuk. It's based on the pasuk, then it sounds like all the other Rishonim say that only the first 11 days following the actual riyas nidus, then a woman is able to become a zolah. And if halacha moshe Sinai, then you can have, then you don't know what halacha moshe Sinai was. So the Rambam took that other Gemara to imply that halacha moshe Sinai was 7-11, 7-11, fine. So that's not like the Rambam and the other Rishonim. So let's go now in this case. The Mishnah has it in the and that's why the end of Nidor, the last memory in Gemara Nidor, is why is that at the end of Masechet Nidor? Because the Gemara there is speaking about the halacha of Moshe Mitzina. So the Gemara there is talking about the halacha of Moshe Mitzina according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's Sukkim, and Rabbi Lozim and Azari holds there are a few demons there. Rabbi Akiva holds Darshan from Sukkim, Rabbi Akiva had a knack of being Dorish called Silatim Shalallah, so he could take the Chumash and figure everything out. Like they say, there's only Goyim. There's only Goyim. Do the Knut, so stop learning Gemara. Just learn Tanakh. And you can look in the Tanakh and show you how every din of the Gemara appears there. Every din in the Chumash and Avi, but Rabbi Akiva had such a chush. He knew how to darshan everything from the Pesukim. Lord Manazariah took a lot of the din that Rabbi Akiva held where Pesukim was Rashi. He said, no, must be a Talacha Moshe Mitzina. That's how the Gemara ends off. Point to Rabbi Akiva. Sometimes you have not seen the Rambam, they some misunderstood the Rambam as saying, and the Rambam sounds like Yerach HaZot, like he even says it, the state of the right of the Kuma only applies to within their rights in the Kuma, but within their rights in the Salah of the Kuma, would be state of the Kuma. That's how the Rambam sounds like he says in the Yerach HaZot, because the Mishnah says in the Kuma, that if you have a Mishnah, if it's topic, if the Mishnah had a Boyin Tzor or not, so it says in the Mishnah, go to the Kuma. Why? Because our body still has their eyes. So where does it say our body still on the woman? There's no possibility that our body still. So the Gemara seems to say that it's halacha l'moshe mishpina. So the Rambam says, and you go l'chumra and it's halacha l'moshe mishpina because it's interpreting pshat in the body. So the Rambam has to see what's the problem. Halacha l'moshe mishpina has it in their eyes. So you go l'chumra, I was playing with a mix and if you saw it, if I had our body still, didn't have our body still. So say to their eyes in the chumra, what's the problem? Rambam doesn't say that. He says because this halacha mentioned in Sinai is interpreting the pasuk that says Rafat is called the son of the nine, I should call Kufa Elba and the Kama Shiara Chafamim, the halacha mentioned in Sinai that it's our boy from. So the Rambam seems to imply over there like the Ramban took him to say that if it would have been, if it had been a mitzvah, would have been halacha mentioned in Sinai, it wouldn't be written in the Chumash at all, then the state would be the Kula. But because it's the institution and it appears in the Chumash, so the shiurim of the mitzvah, halacha moshe mitzinah, shiurim chatzis mitzvah, halacha moshe mitzinah, so a shiur, halacha moshe mitzinah, the dinner, at least in the Chumash, you go to Chumash, but a whole dinner, halacha moshe mitzinah, you would go to Chumash. That's how the Rambam seems to have understood the thing of Shota Kovim Kutlor of Musa. The Ramban takes it that the Rambam understood like that, that Orla Kutlor is halacha moshe mitzinah, and Chumash only says that Orla applies to Savai or Haaretz and a Titan called Esmach. Orla is only written in Chumash and Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah says in the end of the first Perek in Kiddushin that Orla applies to Kutlor from all the mitzvahs, Hatlis Baaretz, from all the agricultural mitzvahs, Orla and Chodesh are the only two, the Mishnah says, Kutlor and Orla and Chodesh. These are the only two that apply in Kutlor. So the Mishnah says that Orla Kutlor is halacha. So the Gemara has a machlokes amoraim. What does that mean? Regarding Chodesh b'chutz l'oros, that's machlokes hatanoim. But Chodesh b'chutz l'oros is the right of the Rabbanim. Regarding Orla b'chutz l'oros is a machlokes amoraim in the Gemara in the end of the first verse in Kiddushin. What the meaning of the Mishnah is when it says Orla b'chutz l'oros halacha. So it means halacha l'meshim Sinai. The word halacha means in Hilchos Medina, that it's only with the Rabbanim. So the Rambam writes, and the Gemara says that even if you should assume that all of the chutzpahs is halacha l'moshe mitzinai, I still say that Sofas all of the chutzpahs is Munda. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvot understood the Rambam as having said that the reason why Sofas all of the chutzpahs is Rekula, even if you should assume that it's halacha l'moshe mitzinai, is because Sofas halacha l'moshe mitzinai is always Rekula. All halacha l'moshe mitzinai is safe from Rekula. And that's indeed what the Rambam writes back in Yarach HaZot about the Shir of the Mikveh. That the only reason why Sofas HaKavan is because of the Chumash is because it's a Shir on a Din that's written in the Chumash. But if it would have been a topic on a real halacha moshe mishnah, he would go the kula on it. And the Rambam doesn't like that. He thinks that topic all of the kutzlos is topic all of the kutzlos is the kula, even if the older is halacha moshe mishnah. The local din in Hilchos Kula. The practice is like the Rambam. Yes, he says that the whole thing is balamite. It doesn't exist. He says that only applies to Orlo. It doesn't apply anywhere else. Every other halacha like in the Sinai is treated, they call the chumah the same as any other din d'oraisa. Even the Rambam, it's hard to say that the Rambam understood the Gemara to say that Safak Orlo B'chutz La'aretz is Lekula, is because it's halacha Moshe Mishinai. Every Safak halacha Moshe Mishinai is Lekula. Very difficult because we know that Safak Orlo B'chutz La'aretz is Lekula even to a greater extent than Sheikha de Rabban Lekula. You don't have to try to check to find out at all. The Ran at the end of the first Eretz Kedushin on the Rif, the Ran on the Rif points out. Zafik Al Bechutzlaret is more heter than anything. The Chana Vashman has a whole idea on that. It comes from a different din. So how can you derive from that that Zafik, every Zafik Halacha Moshe Mishina is Lekula? Very difficult. But anyway, the Rambam and the Yarach Hazak, it sounds like he said what the Ramban took in the same. Not necessarily that he's deriving it from Orlo. It sounds like the whole that the Safik Halacha Moshe Mishina would be true. That may be one afternoon. The other afternoon is whether Halacha Moshe Mishina is or a book.
Where's the Rambam? So if the person would violate the free courage, so the non-market center, if the person violates the free courage, so the basin would choose the market. So would you talk to the market before the Torah of Moshe Mishina?
In which case?
In the case of the Zabar.
I don't think so. That, let's say, Orla B'chutzlaret, the whole prohibition doesn't say in Chumash. Here, Zavah, it says in the Chumash just the details of when she is able to become a Zavah. That, you can't tell from the Chumash at all. But the Easter of Zavah, that she has an Ikatash B'shamita, that says the same in the Chumash. We just don't know when she ate in Zavah, that she's a Mita, when she low ate in Zavah, that she's a Zavah. But that's how Lachon 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 has to figure out the details. So there is a Mishnah, in the middle of Nida, the middle of the night cruising, that a Mishnah has a halacha. What's the din if the woman is pregnant? And then, let's say in the ninth month, she becomes a Nida, and then she goes to the mikveh, and then she has another rear within the Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nida, the Nida, and she becomes a Zavah. And then, right after she becomes a Zavah, she gives birth to the baby. So she's your letters to Zavah. She was a Zavah, and she didn't count for Shibin Akimia, and she gives birth to a baby. So she's your letters to Zavah. If Mr. Cook got your letters to Zavah, she has to have Shibin Akimia. She has to wait till all the Dam ends after the baby was born, and she has to start counting her Shibin Akimia. Normally, you don't begin to become a Nida before you count your Shibin Akimia, and that's how most of the Rishonim hold. Let's say a woman became a Zavah. A woman had a Ria 3 days in a row in the Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nida L'Nida. Let's say she had done day number 9, 10, 11. Days 9, 10, 11, she became a Zavah and Zavah. And she didn't begin to count Shibin Akim yet, then she has done on day number 12. But the Rambam has a machlokes with all the other Rishonim, what to do in such a case. But the Rambam says that the Dam that she sees on day number 12 is already Dam Nida. She just became a Nida with that Dam. And she's still a Zavah from before. And all the other Rishonim say that that cannot be, but there are several Gemaras which say explicitly that the, once the woman became a Zavah G'daylah, she remains a Zavah. She's not able to become a Nida until after she will have her Shibin Akim. That's the Machlokes, the Rambam and all the Rishonim. There are two Machlokes between the Rambam and all the other Rishonim regarding the Yud Aleph Yom Shibin Nida L'Nida. The Rambam teaches that on the third day she has a Riyah, just can't say 11, 7, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, unless she gives birth to a baby. Or unless she's Kaveh Vetter. And all the other Rishonim say it's not true. Only the first 11 days following the 7 days of Riyas Nikus is she able to become a Zavah. And then the second Machlokes, the Rambam, the other Rishonim is, well, okay, they seem to be unrelated Machlokes. And the second Machlokes, the Rambam, and all the other Rishonim is, if the woman became a Zavah G'daylah because she had, let's say, a Riyas Dam, and then number 6, 7, and 8. And she has to count Shibin Akim. So she starts 9, 10, 11. And then on day number 12, she has a Riyaz Dam. So all the Rishonim say, based on several Gemaras, that Dam is Tosu in the middle of the Shivani Kiyim, But since she didn't finish her shivinikim yet, that dam will not make her into a nida, because she didn't yet get rid of her tumas ziva. She only able to become a nida again after she counts the shivinikim to get rid of the ziva. The Rambam does not. So the Rambam says the 11 days are over, so whatever dam she has now is a nida. Even though all the rishonim disagree with the Rambam, there's one case where we do agree with the Rambam. The one from the Yoledes dissolved. If the woman became a zava gedola, and then instead of becoming, instead of having a riazam, she gives birth to a baby. So a baby you can't shlug up. A riazam you can drei ahim, you can drei aher. So the other rishonim say, if the woman has a riazam after the she became a zava gedola, she didn't count shivinikim yet, but the yud alef yom harav. And then she has a riazam, so all the rishonim leaving out the Rambam, all the rishonim say that that dam is not labeled as dam, neither that dam is labeled as dam zivo, because Kodman, she didn't finish the shivinikim yet, so the yimei zivo are extended. I open up the yud alef yom. There's going to be more than yud alef yom shebein nida l'nida. She will remain in the status of yimei zivo up until the time that that she completes her shivinikim, and only then can she begin to become a nida. And but even those Rishonim, all the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, have to admit, but she has a baby, so the baby can't say that the baby is not going to make her into a nida. The baby is a baby. You can't say this baby is a zav. It says in the Chumash that a baby makes it to me as well as a kishma. Then she becomes a nida, even though she didn't count the shirin of shirin yet. That's the only one exception to the rule of according to all the other Rishonim. Doesn't like that. So then she's called your letters dissolved, and she has to. Just to make a chesed of shivinikim, sometime after the baby is born. So then the Gemara has a machlokes abai v'rava. What's the din? It's a very uncommon shaila. Really, will come up. What's the din if a woman gave birth to a baby? Let's say a baby girl. If she's tamei for 14 days, even if it's a lady of Esther, even if there's no dam at all. The woman is tamei 7 days before, even if it's a lady of Esther, a dry lady with no dam at all. Usually, when a baby is born, their bucket's full of dam. So the Torah has a theoretical din. Even if there's no dam at all, the woman becomes tamei for 7 days if it's a baby boy, and if it's a baby girl, she becomes tamei for 14 days. So the Gemara has an achleket abayzer of it. What if, let's say, it's a baby girl, and she stops having dam within the 14 days, and let's say she can make the tzedikas shivinikim in the middle of the 14 days. That's called a yoledes in the middle of yimei tuma, who's not having any riyas in the middle of yimei tuma. She wants to know, can those days be oiler for shivinikim if she was the yoledes dissolved? She was a zova from before she gave birth to the baby, and she lo hispiko limno shivinikim, and she had a baby. So she still has to count shivinikim. She has to wait 7 days or 14 days, depending whether it's a boy or a girl, before the 7 and the 14 are up. She cannot be told to make it get rid of the tuma yoledes. But then, in addition to waiting the 7 and the 14, she also has to count shivinikim for the zivo. She didn't finish her shivinikim yet, but she didn't begin the shivinikim yet. But she has to count the shivinikim also. She says, "Machlekes Abayvarov, can you kill two birds with one stone? You may lay dosa she'ena roya bahem the 7 of the 14 days of tumah. That's called you may lay dosa she'ena roya. She doesn't have any dam. Are they older than spiras zivosa? Can they count for the shivinikim or not?" That's a machlokes abayvarov. That's a famous machlokes abayvarov. The Rashi says that that's the lamed of yalti dam. Rashi says that that's the lamed of yalti dam, that they are oiler. That he's all the poodle, like Abai, that it is oiler. They in time disagrees with Rashi and says, "Well, that the lamed of yalti dam is something that errors and about lucky honey and the elo." And here the din is like rova lechuma, that it's not oiler. That you may lay dots and shem rabim are not oiler the spirit of Rosa. That you cannot kill two birds with one stone. You have to wait till the 7 days or the 14 days are up. And then they begin to count the shivinikim for the ziva from before. Oh, I said it backwards. Excuse me. Rabbi Tam says that the lamed is made of Rashi says it's nothing else made. Rashi all over says like that. Rashi all over says that the lamed is nothing else made, and Tosi says it's not true. So the Rishonim say when a woman becomes a zava because she had three riyas and three consecutive days in the Yud Alef Yom Shebein Nida L'Nida, then she has to count shivinikim. Before she counts shivinikim, if she has a riyah, even though the 11 days are up, that riyah is labeled as a riyah ziva. She doesn't return to Yemei Nida until after having shivinikim. And the first machlokes, which seems to be unrelated, is The other Rishonim say when a woman can only become a Zara if she has a Arias Dam in the 11 days that follow immediately after Arias Nidah. The woman had Arias Nidah, she became a Nidah for 7 days, but then the next 11 days she may become a Zara. But let's say she doesn't have Dam in those 11 days, she has a week later, or a week later, or a week later, a week later, whenever the next Ria will be, it's going to be a Nidah, not a Zara. The Rambam says no. Whenever she has the first Ria, we already set her whole calendar for the rest of her life. 7-11, 7-11, according to the Rambam, let's say the woman has a Ria. If a woman has a Ria 3 days in a row in the middle of Yud Aleph Yom, should they need to leave? Ria 1 second. She has a Ria 1 second, not 3 days. To become a Nidah, you don't have to have 3 days. She has to wait 7 days, whether or not she has done all 7 days, irrelevant. Then the next 11 days following the 7 days after an actual Riyas Nidus, the next 11 days, she's able to become a Zavah. If she'll have Dam during those 11 days. If she have 3 days in a row, she'll be a Zavah Tzolo. If she have less than 3 days in a row, she'll be a Zavah Tzana. And after those 11 days are up, if she didn't have any Riyah then, whenever the next Riyah will be, it's going to be a Nidah, not a Zavah. And the Rambam says not so. It depends whether it's going to be in the next 7 days, or the next 11 days, or the next 10 days, or the next 11 days. Offhand, we usually assume that these are two unrelated machlokes of Rishonim. The Biskirov and the Shiurim on Erchin, and the first Perek in Erchin, points out that in his opinion, he thinks that these are related machlokes. He thinks that they're machlokes. The Rambam and the other Rishonim, whether you say 7-11 or Erlon Boaz, or if the woman became a Zavad Velo because she had 3 years in a row, then she didn't count, she's Nikim, yeah, can she become Nida if she has a Ria outside of the 11 days? But he's saying, no, Pokemon, she didn't count, she's Nikim, she's still in the middle of the Meziva. You open up the Meziva, it's going to be longer than 11 days. And this group thinks that these two are the Shitasa. How exactly are they the Shitasa? So he says, well, the Chumash says in the end of Parshas and Torah that a Nida is when she has the Ria Zan, the Esnida, normal time. And a Zava is when she has the Ria Zan, below Esnida. The machleke and the halacha mentioned in Sinai, the yud aleph yom, the tzitzim, whichever it is, but like a person of Zari, the halacha mentioned in Sinai, it comes to the tzitzim, the tzitzim. So whatever it is, it's still there. When is it called Eis Nidah? When is it called Lo Eis Nidah? So the Bishkarov says, he thinks that it's a fundamental machleke, is the Rambam against everybody else, regarding this issue of Eis Nidah versus Lo Eis Nidah. The Rambam shita is that you have to be kaveya when it's Eis Nidah. You have to make a schedule when it's Eis Nidah. Whenever it's Eis Nidah, then it's Nidah. Whenever it's not Eis Nidah, anything other than Eis Nidah is going to be low. And the other Rishonim hold the reverse. You go there, when is it low Eis Nidah? Whenever it's not low Eis Nidah, then in any way it's a Nidah. Not that you have to have the Eis Nidah to become a Nidah. So in order to qualify as a Zava, you have to have the Riyah below Eis Nidah. So he says that's the machlokes. So the other Rishonim hold, whenever the woman has a Ria, it makes her a Nidah, unless it's a specific time of low Eis Nidah, namely the first 11 days following the 7 days of an actual Riyas Dam Nidus. So those 11 days are labeled as low Eis Nidah. If she has a Ria then it's a Zavah. And if it's not then, then maybe she's going to be a Nidah. It's not that in order to become a Nidah, it has to be the Eis Nidah. In order to become a Zavah, it has to be below Eis Nidah. The Rai Nafkaninas, I don't remember. The Gemara is chock full of Nafkaninas. That's to be resufin. The Nikim has to be resufin. That's being detected. She has to count all seven all over again. She counts at six, and then she has a baby. So all six go down the drain. She has to start counting after the baby is born, either after the 7 or 14 days. The Rabbi and Tamar in the middle of the 7 or 14 days, according to Rashi, it's a Yamin Tahori. She has to count all seven Yamin Mikim all over again. Yeah, you might learn that out of the Mishnah, learn that out of the Sukkot, that you have to have 7 days of Sukkot.
Therefore, no matter what the Messiah is, it's a woman, barring two exceptions, if you have the calendar, the physical calendar establishes the calendar, but the other short moment is not the physical calendar. So therefore, this is shows that this diamond she saw during her signing in shows that it's physically part of the diamond people.
That's in effect what he said. That's what Rav Avraham said. What was that? So again, there's a din in the Mishnah. There's a din in the Mishnah that if the, let's say, the woman became a zava. The woman had a Riyah Zivus before she, right before she gave birth to a baby. How did she have a Riyah Zivus? So let's say the regular Shita, the way all the Rishonim were born, she had a regular Riyah Dam Nidus in the ninth month, and then after the 7 days of Nidus were up, then she had Riyah 3 days in a row. That's in the next, in the period of the next 11 days, and that made her into a Zavah Zayla, and then she gives birth to a baby. Then she has a baby. So the Mishnah says that if she gives birth to the baby right after having a Riyas Zivos, so Dam, that Dam is called Dam Koshi. Koshi means labor. So if the woman goes into labor right after she had the Riyas Dam Zivos and she gives birth to a baby, so then the Dam Koshi will be Tohor. If the Koshi was in the middle of Yimei Zivos, but if the Koshi is in the middle of Yimei Nidor, then she will be declared as Tameya from the time that she had the dam. She's a Nida. The Gemara learns it out in Sukkot like that. That Koshi in the middle of Yimei Nida is Tamei, and Koshi in the middle of Yimei Zivo is Toha. When you saw the Shat Night, you don't know that it's going to be Koshi. She has dam now, and it looks like she just became a Zovo, and then she has a baby later. So we say, since she has a baby later, the Gloria Muslim Afreya, that the dam that she just had before was Dam Koshi, and Dam Koshi, the main Zivo is Tohar. So why in the world should that be so? What? That's possible. I'm not going to get out on the Koshi. That Koshi is the main Zivo is Tohara, and Koshi is the main Nido is Tameya. What could the Koshi possibly be telling us? So it could be the following. There is a Machloike Tatanoim, three different opinions among the Tanoim. How soon after the Dam Zivo does she have to have the baby to declare that that Dam that she had, the May Zivo, related to the baby and therefore with Tohor if the Dam came in the middle of the May Zivo? How soon does that happen?
Well, this is 7 days. I mean, we have a girl in the world, 3 days in the world. This is the chance of the Navi 7 days. If you see Dam in 7 days, the Navi 7 days.
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. None of the Tanaim say that. I think there are four opinions. There are different opinions in Tanaim. I don't know why. Nobody says that. The one Tana says 24 hours. If the baby is born within 24 hours of the Riyas Dam, and the Dam was Dam Zivo, then that's called Dam Koshi, the May Zivo Tor. The other Tana says not 24 hours. Laila Bayom Kelele Shabbos Yomo. Has to be on the calendar, according to the Jewish calendar, has to be on the same day. If she gives birth to the baby on the same day that she had the Riyas Zivo, and the same day is not measured by 24 hours, but rather by Hilel Shabbos Yom. Like the Jewish calendar is always at Hayom Halach Hapal Alayim. And the other Tanoim, another Tanoim says even if it's 2 weeks later, even if the baby is 2 weeks later, as long as she had labor pains now, and she had the Riyas Zivo, and the other Tanoim says even 40, 50 days later.
According
to the Tanya, there's a lot of Yom HaShoah, but that would be, if the Ziva is late, late afternoon, maybe just an hour later, it could be off, and then she has the baby, and she can still say it's not considered. Right, right. So the Tanya of Rashi says, it doesn't make any sense. It says it doesn't make sense. If she had the Dam a minute after Tzeis HaTzachavim last night, and the baby was born a minute before Shkia today, it's 23 hours, 23 and a half hours later, so it is related. That's called Dam Koshi. And she has the Dam Koshi, the main Ziva, a minute before the Shkia, and she has the baby is born a half an hour later after the Sefer Kohavim, it's not. So the Sefer Kohavim, how can it be? That was within a half an hour and it doesn't be late, and this is within 23 hours and it does be late. So the Sefer Rosh says, that's right, it's a machlekes hatanaim, how the medicine works. Machlekes hatanaim, what the Messias is, whether the dam was related to the labor or not. One time it says it doesn't depend on 24 hours, it rather depends on the Jewish calendar. It's a little strange.
It depends on the body,
that's the kasha. So one could perhaps suggest that these two Tanoim holes are different for us. Perhaps along the lines that we started before, that a Yoledes has a tumor which is basically a tumas nido. Even though it's half like nido, half like zovo, it's not a third thing, half nido, half zovo. The third says she may need a relationship with a tumas nido. And if she became a zovo first, and then she gives birth to a baby, she becomes a nido, both in the same day, one after the other, and one day, Tokyo method is a shear of tumas, shear of tumas. So the Tanoim Darshan from the Pasuk, that's the title of the Tassus, to say that on the very same day the woman first became a Nida, then she first became a Zova, then became a Nida, so it can't be. So the baby was a baby. Baby, you can't break up to say that the baby made you into a Zova. There is no Yoledes that becomes a Zova. Every Yoledes becomes a Nida. So just say the Riyah from before, in this regard, the Riyah was a Dan Koshin and so on. But if the Riyah was Bimei Nidoso, so she became a nido before, and then she's mamshah to become a bigger nido later. When she has a baby, this is nido, next nido. That's not a type of the Sassian thing. But to declare that first she became a zavro, the nido was the maybe vosa, and then later on she becomes a nido when the baby is born. But perhaps that's what the drush is telling me, that would constitute the type of the Sassian tumor, if the two tumors are supposed to begin on the same day. What's considered the same day, alpi halacha, is not that it's a question in Messias, how far back can you attribute the Riyah's Dam to the Koshi, to the labor pains of having the baby, whether 24 hours before or only on the same day he laid the Shabbat to Yom. So he says to Rosh Rabbi, how can it be that there's a medical consideration? If the medicine goes according to the calendar, medicine should go according to the body. But perhaps the whole issue is a halachic issue. The Ainu Tziyufei Riyah, because you have it in another area of halacha, you have a Mishnah in Zavin, but there's a machlokes of a Tanoim, not the same, it's not the Shitas, you have a machlokes of a Tanoim, there is such a concept. That two Riyas on the same day cannot be attached to the Sastri. If a man can't become both some cases it cannot become both a Zav and a Balkari on the same day. If he was first a Balkari, then he becomes a Zav on the same day. So I'll declare that the second Riyah didn't make him into a Zav. What's considered the same day is right on Machlokes Hatanaim there. So it's within 24 hours or it's within Yom Echad Yom Shel Tov. So it could be that similar to that Machlokes, to the Machlokes over here, by the Dam Koshi, Bimei Zivo is Tohar, Bimei Nido is Tomei, because the Yoledes has a too much Nido. So Nido is not attached to the Sassi, but Zobo Nido is attached to the Sassi. And it's only attached to the Sassi if the two Riyas on the Turek. And when there's a Turek, if it's on the same day. And what's the definition of the same day for the purpose of Tzivutri Riyas? L'chor Retzke Machlok Yisat HaNagel. It's within 24 hours of Tzivutri Shabbat Yom. It is a fascinating Machlok Yisat HaNagel, Mishamay Bitzimu, also in the middle of Nidon. Regarding the nature of the 7 days and the 33 days, or the 14 days and the 66 days, so the Shammai take the pasuk literally. So why would it? It's divided between 7 and 33, and 14 and 66. And the Tzilu, whom we pass in life, say that that's not the pshat. That you really have a malos of 40 days and a malos of 80 days. The boy is 40 days and the girl is 80 days. And the 7 days that he makes to him is a minimum. It's not always going to be 7 and 33. Sometimes it'll be 10 and 30. Sometimes it'll be 20 and 20. Sometimes it'll be 30 and 10. Sometimes it'll be 39 and 1. Why? The Shammai say, the Yom Yitzvili Rachmona. After the 7 or 14 days are up, so we make two are up, and now she entered into the Mitzvah. Even if she didn't go to the Mitzvah, she has to go to the Mitzvah in order to be Mitzvah to Yabal and order to be Torah. But I declare that he made two are up. And Bitzul declare, no, that he made Tumah, not up, until she goes to the Mitzvah. You have to have Yomei and Tzvili. What's an apkemina? They both agree she has to go to the mikveh. The Mishnah has an obscure apkemina, a very obscure apkemina. A benetan comes up with a big juicy apkemina, a major apkemina that we don't follow. A benetan made life very difficult. In the days of the Bali Atesis, the Shita Mekubetis court that they used to follow, and all the friends in Germany followed the Rabbeinatam Kumrit, that he came up with based on this. That he passed from Allah like, we passed like this, but the other three Tal Rachmana, that it's not that after the 7 or 14 days are up, the Yimei Tumah are up. You have to have Yonei Utsvila. The Yimei Tumah are not up until she goes to the Mikra. Yes. They feel a lot more. This is one of the few instances that they feel there's more machmir than Mishamai. They say that the Yimei Tumah are not up yet. And the Mishnah gives you a very slight machmir that doesn't, it's not really relevant to Maragir. But the Dham, when in the Mitame, you don't have all of the Mishmah that's not relevant. And the Rabbeinatam comes up with a more major machmir. The Mishnah is in the priest, it's Tadin. What if a woman has a lot of babies, so she has to bring a carbon letters for each and every baby that she has, unless she has twins. But then she only has to bring one carbon for the twins, or triplets, or quintuplets, whatever happens to be. She only brings one carbon. What happens if the woman is mapil vlad? The woman lost the baby, so she also has to bring a carbon, provided that she was muberes for more than 40 days and there was a tzuris avlad. The tzuris avlad begins to become developed in the early days after the 40 days, for the second day, for the first day, for the second day, soon after the 40 days are up. The doctors have pictures of what the babies look like, very tiny, baby only an inch by an inch at that time. It will be monitored. That's why that's monitored after 40 days. And then the doctors have pictures where the tzuris avlad develops on the 41st or the 42nd day, like it says in the month. So the Mishnah has a din, what happens if a woman gave birth to a baby and then she became pregnant right away? How did she become pregnant right away? She has a din of a nidah for 7 days or 14 days, so the husband violated din. He's not allowed to be with his wife. But since she was pregnant for 45 days, she has to bring a carbonial lettuce on the second. She should have, Machara, have to brought a carbonial lettuce for the second baby. So the Mishnah says not so. That since the second baby was born, it was born dead. It was born after a pregnancy of 45 days. Since the second baby was born in the middle of the malos of the first baby, because the malos of the first baby is 80 days. Malos for a boy is 40 days. Malos for a girl is 80 days. But since the second baby was born in the middle of the malos of the first baby, so the you don't have to bring a second carbon. And then there's a shaila, what if you can ascertain that the second baby that she lost was a baby girl? Well, that's okay. Now they can ascertain, no, with the chromosome. Mm-hmm. The Mishnah is hard to ascertain. So let's say you can ascertain that the second baby that she lost after a 45 day pregnancy was a baby girl. So she has the whole Yimei Tumah V'Yimei Tara. So she doesn't bring a carbon for the second baby because it was born Tov HaMalos of the first baby. But she still has Yimei Tumah V'Yimei Tara for the second baby. So she has another loss of 80 days. And let's say, again, she becomes pregnant again in the middle of the 80 days. And then she's makel another vlad after 45 days. So the second vlad that she was mapil, which is the third baby that she had within 2 months, the second and the third she was mapil, they were dead, they were born dead. So the third one was born within the 80 days of the second vlad, but it was
only in the mid. So if you need more than 40 for the first one,
the first time she had a baby girl, bouncing baby girl. Right. Then she has 80 day malos.
Right.
The 80 day malos, she has to wait 14 days to go to mikveh. Right. Okay, religious, orthodox. She waits, goes to mikveh after 14 days, she becomes pregnant again. Day number 14, here she becomes pregnant. Then she, after 45 days, she loses the baby. That's still in the middle of the 80 days. then that baby that she lost after 45 days, the doctors figured out somehow that that was a baby girl. It was going to turn out to be a girl, not a boy. They checked the chromosomes. They found that it was going to be a girl, not a boy. And then, so she doesn't have to bring another carbon for that. But for that baby that she lost, let's say it's in the middle of nowhere. Now she just had a baby. A woman is not full of blood after 45 days of pregnancy. She has to take two women. So that's a machlekes satanoim. This child is a machlekes satanoim in a Mishnah in creature. Since the second baby is not machayv in a separate carbon. You only have to bring one carbon for the both babies, the first and the second. It's a question whether you can bring it. The Rambam says we can't bring it. The Rambam says that she, just like the Yoledet, can't bring a carbon in the middle of the 80 days. She has to wait till the 80 days are up. So what if she's not holding in the middle of another Leda? Another Malos. The Rambam says she has to wait till she's after all the Malos. She can't bring the carbon Yoledet in the middle of a Leda. I think the Rambam disagrees. The Machloek is the Rambam and the Rambam. She only has to wait till after the Malos of the 40, the 80 days of that baby which she was inscribed to bring the carbon from. Or she has to wait till after all the Malosin happens to be over. So here there's a Machlekes Satanoim. The second baby that she had was an Eichel. She was only pregnant for 45 days. So that baby, since there was a pregnancy of over 40 days, and there was a Tzuras Avladika there, so she has the Yimei Tumah and Yimei Tareh, but she doesn't have to bring a separate carbon for the second baby. So that's a Machlekes Satanoim. What if she's going to be Machlekes the third baby within the 80 days of the Malosin of the second baby? The second baby has a Malosin of 80 days. For two of the Tara purposes, so do you say, but the second baby does not have a Malos with Gabi Korban because the second baby was not Machayv in a Korban? Or you say, no, the second baby has a Malos with Gabi Tum of the Tara, so it has a Malos with Gabi Korban also. It's just that it's not Machayv a separate Korban. It's one Chiyuv Korban for the first and the second baby together. So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim, a Yehuda and the Rabbanan, and the Mishnah increase. Whether the she tried to bring a Korban for the third baby, which she was Machal within the 80 days of the Malos of the second baby, but it's after the 80 days of the Malos of the first baby. Machlokes HaTanaim, very interesting Gemara thing, very interesting. Make calculations. There is a Machlokes HaTanaim that's quoted in Bishan and Bisil, have a Machlokes HaTanaim. The first daf, quoted the first daf in Sochem. What's the din? If the woman, this kind of a story, the woman gave birth to a baby girl. And then she goes to the mikveh after 14 days, then she becomes pregnant again. And then she loses the pregnancy, not in the middle of the 80 days, she loses the pregnancy after the 80 days are up. After the 80 days are up, so she has to bring a separate carbon for the first baby and a separate carbon, Yoledet, for the second baby, two sets of carbon, two kinim. So Yoledet has to bring a kan, if she can't afford. She can afford, she brings a behemoth or no. If she can't afford it, then she brings two offers. So what happens if she was mapil or liyom peyala? She lost the baby the night after the 80th day was up, but before before the yom peyala came. So she cannot lemaisa. She cannot bring the korban until yom peyala. You can't bring korbanos balayla. But the malos is over when it comes to teisa tochavim of the 80th day. So that's a machlokes b'sham and b'tzilul. The malos is over legabi tumu v'tare. Should I say that who has the nami? The malos is over legabi korbanos. It's one and the same malos. Whatever the malos is over for tumu v'tare, it's over for the korbanos. Or do you say no? That since she wasn't yotzer l'shor haruyah l'havi ba korban, she can't begin to bring the korban ayolad until the morning of the 81st day. So even though the malos for tumu v'tare is over, I say the malos legabi korban ayolad is not over yet. The Malos Lugabi Korban Yoledet is not yet over. It sounds like a machlokes whether you assume that the Malos for Tumah V'Tara and the Malos for Korban have to be identical, or you can split between the two. Lechor, that sounds a little bit like the machlokes we had before, the machlokes Tatanan reviewed in Rabban. By the third baby that was born within the Malos, the second baby that was born within the Malos of the first baby, and the third was after the Malos of the first baby, but within the Malos of the second baby. So the second baby certainly has a Malos for Tumah V'Tara. Does the second baby also have a malos for carbonus? Can you say that there's a malos for tumah v'tara without a malos for carbonus or not? Sounds that it should be a little related. I don't think the Gemara ever relates to them.
You only say those that by carbonus and therefore we should be careful in some of them. You should increase the value of the payout as part of the meeting. There's two services you get in April. I already have the generally called John the Wild Horse Papayon.
It's an interesting point. So let's say the baby was born at night, so the Malos and Karbonis would end earlier. Huh? Let's say the baby is born at night. Half of the babies in the world are born in the daytime, half of the baby 50-50, no? Half are born in the daytime, half are born at nighttime. So the... I should say the Malos for Tumah V'Tara begins at the Seis HaKochavim. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. Yeah, you have to, because the malos has to start from the later. What are you going to say? The later is at night, but the malos, that's already the morning is going to be the next day. So you can't say that. Okay.
So what's the difference?
Yeah, but if you have to say over here that you don't have the carbon yet. We're discussing the chiyuv carbon. So the chiyuv carbon depends when the malos is over. The malos is you have to figure out on her. When is her malos over? So her malos is over l'gabi tumah v'tara at matzoi at seis hakochavim at the end of the 80th day. But she cannot begin to bring the korban of your letters till the morning of the 81st day. So that's machlokes b'sham nitzuv. What's the status of orli yom pe'alos? Hamapelos orli yom pe'alos, whether she's chayav is two korbanos on one korban. Machlokes tapanan on the first daf in Torah has all the dinim of a mitzvah. Then it has about taharas on the Torah. So the Torah has that with respect to taharas on the Torah, the lakach lamita hesit turn chayos to horod. Rashi quotes from the Torah Sohan, the Gemara also chayos to horod. Chayos prasli treifos, so treif ain a chay, and to horod prasli yos tomer. You cannot take eagles, you cannot take a nim of a bird. So the Marami Prague in his commentary on Chumash, in the commentary on Rashi, that's called Gurari, asks, why does Rashi write over here, Chayos, Pratla, Trefos, Losh, and Rabin, and Tahoros, Pratla, Yof, Tameh, why doesn't he write Pratla, Ophos, Tameyim? Shiloh. So the Lagush says it doesn't bother him at all. The Rush has a commentary on the Ophan Rashi. It's the Chacham, Rabbi Nijach, it's all on the same page. The Rush says he doesn't see which one. And Shlomo Ladona says, no, it's the Givaldi Gekashi. I don't know, it doesn't turn me out. Givaldi Gekashi. Why is it Givaldi Gekashi? Because if you look in the Torah Kehanin, it has them both in plural. It says, Chayot Pratot Trefer, Tahoros Pratot Meo. So he says, that's the Gurari's kasha, what the Maharam Prabhu has. Why did Rashi change the lotion of the Torah kasha? Still doesn't get into close that. Anyway, but he has an interesting answer. Shlomo Levilna has an interesting answer. That he says, what do you do with the station for him, Chayes Tahoris? One of them is Shechia, one of them is going to become a Tzipa HaMashulbachas, one of them is going to become a Tzipa HaShkuta. Is Shechita Chal on an eagle? Shechita is only Chal on a kosher, right? Shechita is Chal on a trefa. If you shep the noise trace for, it's in the time of the day of the Vela. It's also going to be also but the Shkita is Kalan, because even in Shkita's Rashi, they quote them. When you shep the Vela and you know in advance that it's a trace for, that you say a bracha, we pass them, you don't say a bracha. You know in advance that the Vela is a trace for, and you're going to shep it for the purposes of being time of the day of the Vela, you don't say a bracha. And if you shep the Vela and you know in advance that there's a topic, then it may turn out to be a trace for, may not be a trace for, so the Ramah says you should not say the bracha in advance. And then you should shaft it, and then see, if it turns out that it's a kshay, then you say the bracha l'akaratiyos. Even though normally you have to say all the brachas l'akaratiyos, but in this instance you have to wait to recite the bracha, Lacharati Yosim, because you have a later Hasatik in advance, then it may be a trade. So the halacha is like this, that if you shech, then you do a mice with shechita and a behema or an elf, that's a trade, but the shechita is tall a little bit. Shechita is not tall. If you do a shechita on an elephant or on a horse or on a donkey or on a mule, the shechita is not tall. If you do a shechita on an elf tome, shechita is not tall at all. God is a God. You're not permitted to eat it, but usually if it would die a natural death, we'd have an Easter Akin Lone Veil, then we'd have Tumas in Veil. But if you do a proper Shita of animal that's a trade for, it will not have an Easter Akin Veil. And if you also buy Tumas, it won't have a Tumas in Veil. So Rashi and Chumash says, Chayot Prati a trade for, if I need a Prati to tell me that neither of the two items can be a trade for. Neither the Shkut nor the Meshulachas, because if not for this meal, I would have thought that you can make both of them traders. You can use two ofos, two chickens that are both traders. You chef one, you send the other one away. I happen to chef the traders. Shkut is a trader. You're not interested in eating it anyway. These people have Shkut and Lachas anyway, Baki. Keep on Shalachas in the Teres, and the Torah is the Torah on Rosh, Baki, the Baal Mosh. So someone if it's a trade, I need a pasuk to say that neither may be a trade, but as far as tahora, that you're not allowed to use a mintome, so for one of them I know already on my own that it can't be a mintome. Is it tzikur ashkut? It cannot be a mintome. How are you going to shecht an eagle? Shechita is not kala an eagle. It's a double kosher like that. So Rashi changed the lashon of the Torah's Kohen in properly of tome, not properly of otome, in properly of tome. So then he has such a hot shot to how come the Torah's Kohen instead of otherwise? He gives the whole interpretation, that's really questionable. The rest is question. But the first part is very interesting. He says that the tzikur ashkut, I don't need a pasuk to be memayit, that an ois tami is not acceptable. It's a dover pashut that it's not good. How can you use an oktome? It's not mitzvah mashkita, it's a dover pashut. What talk of the din is the tzibo ha-kohen v'shachata sa-tzipor ho-ekor sa-tzipor ha-mayim chayim? Who does the shkita over here? Does the shkita have to be done by a kohen? Tahara Kamasara has to be done by a coin. All Kabbalahs have to be done by a coin also, but the din in Kabbalah, Shtika Ksheira Bizar. What about over here? Do you say Shtika Ksheira Bizar or not? He says the Tziva HaKoyin. Because the Tziva HaKoyin sounds like the supervisor, he's a Mashiach. Sounds like somebody else is chef, you know. Maybe the Tziva HaKoyin and another coin chef. So the Torah Kohanim has a Machloki Satanaim over here. Whether the Shtika HaTziva HaShtuta has to be done after by a coin or it can be done by a czar as well. It can be done by a nochri. Akhm Shishok is not called a shechita. But does it require dafke a coin or not? The Shlomo Vilna quotes, I'm not sure exactly who is quoting. Quote the Sefer, written by the son of Haglan Hatzadok of Levi Yitzchok. In the name of his father. Is that a Levi Yitzchok Baditcha? I don't know. Quote the Sefer Kesar, I think. I'm not familiar with all the stories. I'll look it up. There's that someone quotes in the name of his father, whose name was a lady, it's called, I'm not sure, maybe it's a figure here, that the Machlekes Satanai depends on the Machlekes Satanai, is Lishitasam in Chulin. There is a Machlekes Satanai where the Yesh Chita Lois Menater or Yesh Chita Lois Menater. You know you have to shef the bain. If you don't shef the bain, then it dies a natural death, or you shoot it, or you take a sword. Take the sword and you cut it by the neck. That's no good. You have to look at shechita. You have the rules and regulations how to shech properly bane. What about a chicken? So if a chicken dies a natural death, but there's an isin avela. There's no chumash. You're not allowed to eat an avela. It's like that's on the avela. And nivlo seif is included. But let's say if I shoot the chicken and it dies, that's also no good. If I electrocute it, also no good. What if I take a sword and I cut it by the neck? I didn't shech properly, but I did something. I did chatichas simanim in atzavor, not in accordance with the shechita. I took a knife and I shefted it this way, the wrong way. Or I shechted this way with a knife full of pigimus, the saw. So that's a machleket satanai. One time it says, ain't shechita lois menater. Really, ain't shechita lois menater. Ain't shechita lois menater. Ain't shechita lois menater. And the veil is mutter. The Tzai says, no, what is it? There's a din of nivlo tzai toha, metam li abeis abliya. Tzai says, yes. How can you have a din of nivlo tzai toha, metam li abeis abliya? If you're all like the time of the ain't shechita lois menater. We don't pass like that time, but the Rosh in the last parak in Yuma quotes the Maharam Gutenberg passes like that. Ain't shechita lois menater. Shechita says, don't with the Rabbanu. According to the Maharam Gutenberg, that's halacha. The Tzitzis says in Chulam Dafat, how do you ever have the institution of Nivla Tzitzis Tzom Metame Beis Abliya? There's no din of Shechita on any earth. The Tzitzis says, no, Mechira Simani Ben Asavor. Everybody agrees, you have to cut the neck. If you shoot the chicken, it dies in natural death. Abad is going to be an Eastern Nevada. What the Tzatanaim is, you have to shech the chicken with all the Hilcha Shechita, Shehiyah, Drosah, Haloda, Haroma, the Yikor, Oh no, as long as he cuts from the neck, that's good enough. So Shlomo of Vilna quotes in the Binyan Shlomo from this Agoyim Atarik of Levi Yitzchak, whoever this is, and he thinks that it's a good shot. He thinks that this Machlekes Hatanaim is Lishitotam. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda has a Machlekes that's ready in the Gemara, where Shtita Lo'oit is Ben Atayra and the Rabbana, and Kulin and Nozik, now the Dach of Heth, and we'll talk about it a little bit. Machlekes of Yechon Eish Lokish, whether Ha'av Madar is Ben Atayra and the Nozik, is a Dinda Rabbana, or is a Dinda Raita Lacha Mashim Mishina, so let me more yet. So how do you eat the Malika of Chatas Oyes? The Gemara says, I'm going to be Nevelis. The Gemara says, no, you hold it. Then speak to Lois and I say, it comes in there and that's going to be also. So the reason Machlekes, these two Tanoim who argue over here in the Torah Tanoim also argue in the Gemara, where the Shlita Lois is Min HaTorah and the Rabbanim. So this is Lady Yitzchak claims that it's Lishitotam. If you hold the Ein Shchita Lois Min HaTorah, the Shchita Lois is done Aydei Nechiru. But here it's a special Allah, but it has to be Dafke Shchita. So obviously this is a special Seder HaAvoida of Taharas HaMetzorah. So Taharas HaMetzorah has to be done by a Kohen Dafke. But if you say that Shchita Lois is always Min HaTorah, that Nechiru Simanim is not acceptable, you have to have Dafke Shchita. You always need Shchita. So then the Shchita of the oath is not necessarily Taharas HaMetzorah Dikadin. You can say that the aspect of Taharas HaMetzorah is that you have the Dama Tzipor HaShuto into the Mayim HaChaim, and then you get the Tzipor HaMishulachas into it, and you send it, everything else. If you can say the Shchita HaTzipor HaShuto, and then Shchita, you can call that Torah Kula. It's not specifically part of the Seder HaTzipor HaTzipor HaTzipor. So he thinks that this is really a Machlekes Lishitotam among the Tanaim. So the Shchita HaTzipor HaShuto of the Tzipor HaTzipor required the Tanaim, it depends whether Yesh Shchita Lashin HaTzipor. So based on this quotation that he has from Lady Yitzchak, whoever that is, I don't know if Lady Yitzchak, then as Rav Shlomo of Vilna adds on his own. This is already highly questionable, the next step. But this is a famous, the next part is that the other, I think the Klichenda has this also. A few of them talk about this idea. This is a Machlekes HaTanaim, where the Akiva and the Hatan. That's a behemoth. That's a behemoth. But anybody holds a Jewish sheep is not like a Rabbi Shmuel. Where the sheep is paraduma, it's kosher bizarre, and he's asking for it. The machlekes is whether avoidus are for a Yitzchak and sheep are lava by the meat, or mas they for a Yitzchak. The sheep is also part of the mice that for. I don't know if that's related to this. So it's not related. That's why if you bring a carbon, let's say, you bring a chatus or a chanamus, you need malika, but here it's going to be shchita. This is not done in the Beit HaMikdash. In the Beit HaMikdash, when you bring a chatus or a chanamus, you do malika. Malika has to be done the gufashal kohen. You have to do a dafki with the fingernail. If you do it with a knife, it's no good. It has to be done dafki with malika, dafki with a special kohen. But this is not a Beit HaMikdash, this is not a carbon. It's a different thing. The tzipra ashtuta is shchita. You do literally shchita. Not Malika and not Nechiru. So that's the Machlekes HaTanaim, where they need Dafke Kohen for that. So Shlomo of Vilna introduces a new issue. In the Midbar, before they crossed over the Yarden, the commentary to Israel, there's a Machlekes in Kulam, Rav Yuzayin, I think between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, where the Bistan Nechiru was Mutta. Rabbi Akiva holds that Bistan Nechiru was Mutta. They didn't like the Maharam Mutmer Tatsun that the Chirot is doing Shchitosa by Ofo, so then Shchitolos and Atar, and Atar is sufficient with the Chirot Simonim and Atzabor, and it's only the Rabban that you need help for Shchitah. So Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, and the Midbar, it was that after Maimon HaSinah there was an Issetik Mezela, but they didn't have to shech fame as Dafka the way we shech. They could take a saw and cut the neck, in the front and the back, and the Chirot Simonim was sufficient to remove the Issetik Mezela. And the other time I'm saying that there is no such thing. If there was no hetna here, then you know you always need a shchita. But if the hemas chulin in the midbar didn't have any requirement for shchita at all, mechira simanim was sufficient, but that's only on chulin. But when they brought karbonis in the Beit HaMikdash, there's the same issue, but you could pass the shachat, the shachat, so it's to say that they need a shchita, not mechira. So then the shechita was very different from what you would have required if you would have some wanted to slaughter the animal for private purposes. There it would have been sufficient with mechila for money. And here, because they bring in the carbon, you need dafke shechita. And the Gemara says that the reason why shechita k'sher bizar is because shechita lav avodah. What does that mean, shechita lav avodah? So one shot in Taisus in the first parak in Zochim is, they give a different interpretation. One shot is, shechita is not an avodah. Shechita, you always have shechita. And the shechita for private purposes is also a requirement for shechita. But since it's not a special din in Hilchot Avodah HaKabbonah, so that's why it's lav avodah. So if you ask right now, you come up with this, if you enjoy them, you come up with this new wine farm. So the Nadulman and others come up with this new wine farm. But in the Midbar, according to the Tana, that Nechira Simonin was sufficient, so there never was a din of Shechita for Chulin. So the din of Shechita was only in Kachin, so in the Midbar you would have required a Kohen the Shechita's Karbonus. In the Halacha, that Shechita lo baya kuhune, the Karbonus don't need a Kohen to do the Shechita, that was only after they crossed over the Yardeg. And then the din was that to eat the tartaivo, you require dafke shechita, and the chiras simanim is no longer sufficient. But now that you require shechita for chulin, now shechita and korbanos is no special simit, there's nothing special. It's shared in common with shechita's chulin. But the kana lahapo, after they crossed over the Yarden, shechita shared the zar. And that's why it was shayach that in the days of Shmuel they were making a mistake. That Eli insisted, the Gemara Bracha says that Eli had made a mistake. Eli thought that you need shechitas behemoth hakorbanos has to be done by a kohen, and Shmuel, the little boy at the age of two, said that he made a mistake. That Eli made a mistake, and you don't need a kohen in there. And Eli said he's chayiv leaving the shnayim because my rabbi is my rabbi, and Tana was pleading that alanara that he's paloti, that he shouldn't curse him, he shouldn't kill him, even though he did it not there. My rabbi is my rabbi. He meant well. So the question is, where in the world did they get this idea from that they should have Kohanim do the Shechita? So Rav Shlomo Nadulman says this is where it came from. And in the Mishnayos, you also have Mishnayos in Yuma that they used to have payotas. Who does which avodah? So it says that they had a payot, who does the avodah to Shechita also? Which kind does the avodah to Shechita? So the Nehiriyas on that Mishnah, what do you mean which kind does the avodah? They should have a payot whoever wants. The Israelim should also be included in the payot. So the Nehiriyas suggests that maybe they introduced a Chumra on their own. That Karbanas Tzibur should only have the Shechita done by Kohanim. Karbanas Yochid, the Mishnah says in Sochim, Adav Shamach Gimel, I think, that by the Karbanas, when they brought the Karbanas Sochim, the Korban Pesach, and Erev Pesach, so it says everybody shefted it on Korban Pesach. And then the Kohanim did the Kabbalah Tadam. So it's more so, Shnabi Yad, the Shechita shared with that. You see, that was a common practice. So the Nevi says, yeah, that was a common practice by Karbanas Yochid, but Karbanas Tzibur would appear from that. Mishnah and Yuma, that they were mahadir to have dafkit, they insisted that can have Kohanim do the shechita. Why did they introduce such a matter that Kohanim should do the shechita? But Shlomo Levilna is conjecturing things that maybe because in the Midbar it was really needed, because in the Midbar shechita chulin wasn't required, Nechira was sufficient. So at that time shechita's kachin wasn't avoided. That's the question, is that right? You make that up from thin air, is that right? But the only reason why Shechita Lav Avodah is because you live in a generation when Shechita is shared in common by Tzibur and Kachin, but if you live in a day when the Midbar and the Chira is sufficient, so then Shechita HaKavonis is an Avodah. The whole thing is highly questionable, even if you adopt that Shechita base. But they knew in the days of the Midbar they're going to cross over the yard and then there's going to be Shechita Behem as Chulim. The whole thing is very questionable. Anyway, that's the way the story goes. That's the way Rav Shlomo Levilna has this, and Klichem and others go along with that. But in the Midbar, Shechita's Karbonis needed a Kohen Leikuva. And then when he crossed over the yard, then there was a carryover from the earlier days. So a lot of times they would insist on having Dafke Kohen continue to do the Shechita. We have a din of Kitoisei Mechta Shiura. The Gemara says, if you have a Lulav or an Estrik Shel Ashero, Shalir Anidaka, so since it's time to restrate, so it's no good for the mitzvah, because the mitzvah of Lulav has to have a shear of Dalat Tzokhan, and the mitzvah of Estrik has to have also a shear. Achlegu Tatanayim, but may have viewed what the shear is, Ke'egas or Ke'beitza. And whenever you require a shear, and the thing is time to restrate, because it's Avodizora, because it's Simani Daka, the time to restrate, so you say Kitoisei Mechta Shiura. I treated it as a shear. Were chopped up into tiny particles. So the Gemara says when you do chalitza, also the shoe, the sandal shel chalitza has to have a shear. It doesn't have to have an intrinsic shear in the depth of the shoe, has to have a sheer chayfes ragloi. Has to cover up the majority of the foot. The question: how much of the foot is labeled as the foot? You don't say all the way up to the thigh. So the question is: how all the way up to the ankle or below the ankle? That's the question. Some place has a truth about that. How much of the bottom of the leg is labeled as a foot? So the shoe, the sandal shachalita, has to, in order to be kosher, has to be chayfes roi raglo shel ha yogam. So the Gemara says in Mitzvah Shalita, what if you have a sandal ha muzgor? You have a shoe that has taraz begodim. The din of taraz begodim is either a beged tem or a beged tishtim or horse. You can have a leather beged also, leather jacket. You can also have taraz begodim. So what happens if you have a shoe that is made from leather, from an Arba Hema Tahira? The din is a chalit, it can only be done with a shoe that's made from leather of Arba Hema Tahira. That's such a shoe. And that shoe happens to be a taraz, a sandal that developed a negative taraz. So it can either be a sandal hamuzgar or it can be a sandal hamukhlot. First every mitzvah, not every, many of the mitzvah on first go through a stage, a period of time that they're muzgar. And then later on, sometimes the claim will declare that it's mukhlot. So if it's a taraz beged, it's mukhlot, you have to burn it. If it's a mukhlot, and it's time it's a strafe, then the Gemara says that you'll say kitaytim after shur, but every time it's a strafe, it's kitaytim after shur, so it'll be no good. It'll be no good to do chalit, because the time of shachalit has to have a shir. Masheni kain, if it's a time of muzgar, so it's not time it's a strafe yet, but then the Gemara says you won't say kitaytim after shur. The Yerushalmi there in Yerushalmi presents other Amoraim who disagree with the Bavli Amoraim. They say that you wouldn't say Kitoisim after Shura and Hassan the Shochalitza. Why not? Because Mishnah on the side of the Rambam has a Pshat. On the side of the Yerushalmi, the Meforshim quote, the Tzion in the Yerushalayim, I think, quotes this case in Mishnah. So you have to go look in the Rambam to see. On the side of the Yerushalmi, they quote it. That the only time you say kitaytim after shura is if the shir is intrinsic in the chetzer. A lulav has to have dalet tochen, and actually has to have a shir either to egg or to beta. But the sandal shachalitza doesn't have any intrinsic shir to it. The shir is that it should be chetzer forever agla. So even if you say that kitaytim after shura, Chaim writes in his sefer, it doesn't mean that it's kenisha eino. It's kenisha yeshno, if you all like Reb Shimon who holds kol ha'nidus of kisar is done. It's a different sheet, so that then it's kemisha eino. So even if the thing doesn't need a shear, I'll still say kemisha eino. So we don't pass like Rav Shimon, I'll be passing. We pass like that chachamim, that you don't say kol ha'inu nisroi kisar uvdomi. It's only that I say kitoisim after shear, even though the thing is kemisha yeshno, it is, we halacha consider that it's here, it's here and it's here. So it is here, but it doesn't have the hashiva for having a shear. So it's fine, right, and it's safe, but that's only if the shear is needed, because the chetzah has to have a shear. But what if the shear is needed in order that this chetzah should block up an area? The area has a shear. But you have a mechitza. Mechitza has to be 10 tefachim tall. Rav Chaim says the mechitza is not a mechitza for Shabbos, has to be 10 tefachim tall. The din is that the makom has to be mukos mechitza. The makom is labeled as part of that same makom up to the height of 10 tefachim. So if the mechitza will be made from the suri hanor that are ended with reifor, let's say, so Hashem Shalera Yidachas, Rav Chaim shows in the Rambam based on the Gemara and Yivon in the area of that same day that you won't take a person after Shura there. So because Mishnah Taina says that's the Pshat and that opinion in Yerushalmi, that you don't apply Kitoisim after Shura to the Sandal Shal Chalitza because it doesn't require an Ashir, it doesn't require a Shir in the intrinsic heft of the Sandal. The Shir is required that it should be Chayfas Rav Ragla Shel HaYogam. But that's okay. A lot of Achrenim say this. The Chen, of course, Achrenim who discussed Shemen, Shemer Chanukah, so you have to have a shear, the Gemara says. You have to have so much Shemen, Shemer Chanukah, that it should burn for half an hour. But what if you have Shemen of Truma Tmeya? Or you have some kind of a Shemen in the place like Shemen Shalav Rizorah, a Shemen Shalim and Idachah, which is then it's straight for. So would you say that Shemen is Kitoisim after Shura, so it doesn't have the shear? So the Gemara says, after the shear, that it should burn for half an hour. So the Sechemin quotes a lot of Achareim to say that that's a joke. What do you mean it doesn't have the shear? If you'll burn it, is it going to burn for half an hour? No, of course it's going to burn for half an hour. So true, it doesn't have the chshivas of having a shear. That's only if you need a shear, an intrinsic shear, and the cheft of the shemen. But here, if you were to have a drop of shemen that has the ability to burn for half an hour, it would also be good. So the Ketaisim after Shem makes it considered like it's a drop. Ketaisim after means it's treated as if it were chopped up. Ketaisim after is like this, Ketaisim after Shem. The Ketaisim means it's chopped on the arm. But the shemen is always chopped up. What do I care if you have a lulav that's chopped up in tiny particles, no good, even if it's glued together. If you have an essence that's chopped up is no good. If you have a machita that's chopped up, Rav Chaim says it is good. What do I care if it's chopped up into tiny particles, but still, it's to the height of 10 tefachim, it's marked the area, so that's okay. If you have a sandal shel chalitza, if you have, let's say, the shemen for Ner Chanukah, even if you treat it that it is chopped up, so what? All shemen consists of tiny particles, little drops, as long as it can burn for half an hour. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah claims is the Shitas HaYerushalmi, that you don't apply Kitoisi Mech the Shiura to a sandal shel chalitza. If the sandal shel chalitza would be chopped up and then you glue it together, the stone would be no good. Someone has to be back to one piece. But he says, since the shear is not required in the heft of the shoe, it's the shear vis-a-vis the foot of the oven, today you don't apply kitosin as the shoe. The Gemara suggests a different, Babli suggests a different time why you might possibly argue the point and say that even if you use a sandal hamukhla for the purpose of chalitza, that it should be good, because it says, it's a rapas ha-beged. It says in the Chumash, that when you have a beged ha-menuga and it's declared as a muklot, so it says it's a rapus ha-beged. So the Gemara asks, how can you say it's a rapus ha-beged? So the same as the Sreifor, but he takes the message that it should no longer maintain the status of beged. So how can the Chumash write this a rapus ha-beged? You see that the Chumash declares that a beged ha-pila b'shatrei fosrei has a shame beged. So the Gemara says, Memele, you can say that who has an army that got the chalitza? That you should be right from the pasuk, the Torah of Eshabegia, that you don't take your person as the shiur. But then the Gemara says they don't think you have a right to be right, because these mitum aloy afina. That's what that quality is. The Gemara, in the end of Perek, Chalitza says, these mitum aloy afina. All you see from the pasuk is that we got the hilk of tomb of the tower instead of the shame beggar. It maintains its identity as a beggar, then I don't apply kitosin as the shiur. You might as well marshal, you'll say, Ruba Kakulak, and Machin can beg it into a house, and say there must be the Tami Ba'oha. You say, Ruba Kakulak, only applies if it's one unit. And Hilchot Tuma, I say, if I was not beggar, I feel we have to even have to some Hukhlot, and maintain the same beggar. But if you want to derive from Hilchot Tuma Saraz, the Hilchot Chalitza, that's ready the area of Isa Vahasa, so then the Gemara says, this is Isa Mitzuma Layafina. Just like the Gemara says in Brochus, that Mamana Mitzura Layafina, so also the Gemara says over here, that Isa Mitzuma Layafina. The Gemara holds that there are three different areas of Halacha. There's the Isura, there's Mamana, and there's Tuma Vitara. And within each area, Menei Yudei, everything fits into a system. So you can learn Dinechad Mehavero. But you cannot learn Dinechad Mehavero from one area to the other. So the Gemara says, Isa Mitzuma Layafina, or this Gemara Mitzuma Layafina. So the Gemara says in Brochus, Zaptos, and at the end of the first paragraph of Rabban Sin, another place in Mahad is Mamon and the Yisura Layafina. That Mamon is one area of Halacha, and Yisra Mehef is another area, and Kulinatar is a third area. There's only one comment in the Deris of Yohan Chumash, the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Ki Palamim Chadavah Lamishpa, Mein Dam Ladam, Mein Din Ladin, Mein Negel Onega, so they quote in the name of the Zomer Goyim there, I think it was written by the Talmidim, that Deris, I'm not sure, but Deris of Yohan Chumash. So they quote, Kan, Kinullah HaTera, Kol Gimel Selke HaHalacha, Mein Dam Ladam, Mein Din Mehef. They nega la nega sum of the tarot. They did it in is mamana. And these are the three areas of halacha. Everything, every halacha either fits into the one category of mamana, or the alam haver are labeled as mamana, or it fits into the category of sum of the tarot, or it fits into the category of isa vehetim. In Ayyid Bay, all the dinim in each one area of halacha have to fit into a pattern. But there's no one pattern for the two areas of halacha. They all fit together. Each one has its own circumstances. Shlomo Ladumah has in his safe in the Binyan Shlomo a discussion of the Din of the Zikot from his Rebbe. What's the Din of the Zavah Gadolah? Zavah Gadolah, she had 3 years and 3 consecutive days within Yudah Adon Shvei Nidah and Nidah. Then she requires Shiva Nikim. When does she become a Zavah Gadolah? The third Riyah makes her into a Zavah Gadolah. Or I say no, if you have 3 years on 3 consecutive days, I label them as one long Hemshech of a Riyah. It's the Yuhi Riyahs are within days of each other. So one day, next day, all three Amasurus Yahshua, it's labeled as one long Riyah, and the Riyah from the very beginning made it into a Zavah Gadolah. You might not mean it. The same thing. are not committed to Madreka and into Madreka Hesed. He spoke from the Tirush Arayvin and Taras Kayanin. He says the following Kiddush Mitzvah. It says in the Chumash that a boil leader becomes Tomei. If he needs also Allah. If a man is boiled in Nida, he becomes Tomei for 7 days. Even if he's boiled in Nida on the seventh day, the Gemara says, the Brisa says in the Gemara Nida, maybe Yochel Yala the Ragla, maybe you should say that since he was boiled her on the seventh day, he's only Tomei for 1 day. If he's boiled her on the sixth day, he should be Tomei for 2 days, the sixth and the seventh day. Tomei loy mamatis, he needs also Allah whenever he's boiled her. If she's in Nida, he becomes Tomei for 7 days. So what's the halacha if somebody's boil is Zava Katana? The Zava Katana is only Tameya for 1 day. Shemeret Yom Keneged Yom. So do you say that the boil Zava Katana is Tameya 7 days? That's a dinner. Boil Nida, boil Zava. Boil Zava Katana is Tameya for 7 days. Does he say no? Whatever shame Hatuma she has, that's what falls onto the boil. So if she's only a Zava Katana, how can you say that the boil Zava Katana is going to be Tameya for 7 days if the Zava Katana herself is only Tameya for 1 day? Can't say that his degree of tumah exceeds her degree of tumah. So the minhag chinuch raises the shaila, and he thinks on his own that it's 7 days. That even a boil zava katana tumah is 7 days. But Shlomo is only quoted by minhag chinuch. He says that the raivin, I think he said that his rebbe showed him the raivin in Torah Kani, where it says that it's not so. That if a man is boiled zava katana, he's only tumah 1 day. If a man is boiled zava katana, he's tumah for 7 days. But the raivin writes the following chiddush: the man is boiled, the woman has yudalef yom shebein nidah nidah. So the woman has a riyazam today. She just became the Zavak Tana. The man is boiled, the Zavak Tana becomes Tomek Yom Shemeret Yom Keneged Yom. He becomes also Tomek Yom Keneged Yom. It's Tomek for tomorrow. And then he stays away from his Zavak Tana. Then the Zavak Tana has a second riyaz tomorrow on Friday and a third riyaz the day after on Shabbos. And the Zavak Tana just becomes as though she graduates. He became the Zavak Gedolim. So the Ravid writes, even though this man was boiled leho in between the first riyah and the second riyah, but since she continues on to have a second and a third riyah, she becomes the Gloy Muslim Makreya, that she was a Zavad Gdoyla starting from day number one, and the man was boiled Zavad Gdoyla, he wasn't boiled Zavad Tana. The Chiddush Niflum, the Ravid has two Chiddushim that really have no defamish and mocker anywhere. Number one, that a boiled Zavad Tana is only Tomei 1 day, not like the Min Haskinah that you Tomei for 7 days. And secondly, that when the woman becomes a Zav of Zayla, I say it would be a blind Muslim Afrin should become a Zav of Zayla from the first three. Why? Why should she become from the first three? It doesn't make sense. It becomes retroactively a Zav of Zayla. Some of the pshat is that if she has a Riyah the second day and the third consecutive day, I say it's all one long Riyah that spread out over 3 days, and that Riyah was Natameyurt. And the time the Riyah began, if it doesn't continue on to be 3 days in a row, there was only a Riyah Zavak Tana. If it continues to spread through 3 days, it's a Riyah Zavak Gedol. It's interesting, this notion of the Raivid explains the Rashi in Nida that the Rishonim discussed. The din is that a Riyah Nida is only Mitame the woman if the Riyah came with Hargosha. What if the Riyah came without Hargosha? Then it's not Mitame. What if the woman has to become, she's interested in becoming a Zavak Gedol? If she has three Riyahs on three consecutive days, let's say one or two of the Riyas, one Riyah had Hargosh and the other two Riyas didn't have Hargosh. So does she become only a Riyah without Hargosh is only Mitami Hamid Rabbanah. So Lakhari she can't. So the Rishonim all disagree with Rashi. That woman can never become a Zavad Gedolim in Atar. Rashi says not so. If one of the three Riyas had Hargosh, you know the other two, whether the first or the second or the third, as long as any one of the three had Hargosh, so then she qualifies to become a Zavad Gedolim. How can it be? And of course, you say like this, rises that the three riyas are not really three riyas on three consecutive days. It's one long riyah mimushechas that extends for 3 days. If there's a little bit on 1 day, the next day, next, there's one long riyah. So that long riyah, you don't have to have three hargashas in one riyah, as long as you have hargashas, either the beginning, the middle, or the end. So the whole riyah is labeled as a riyah bahargashas. The whole riyah is labeled as a riyah bahargashas. But perhaps that's Shitas Rashi, but Rashi says that you don't need that all three riyas that create her status as a Zohar Zohar, I have to have our God. As long as any one of them had a Hargosha, that would make her into a Zohar Zohar. There is a thing that the Mitzvah has to explode again from the Kutma Machana Moshova, has to say the Kutma Machana, which Machana? So the Mishnah is saying came, and not only Kutma Azor, has to be Kutma Yerushalayim. And not only Chutz L'Chol Ha'ir, Yerushalayim, he has to say Chutz L'Yoritz on the Prophet's Karmi in the way to Shul Benun. There is a machlokes in the Rishonim. If the Mitzvah is nichnas to Yerushalayim, he'll be like it. Lo yavol terech hanachna. It says in Chumash Bamidbar, beginning of Bamidbar, lo yavol terech hanachna. That's a lab. Whether that lab is limited to the Mitzvah is nichnas to Yerushalayim, or that's how the Rambam says, oh no, they're only going to disagree. They're not Rishonim hold like Divine. The Gemara holds like the other term, that is that that all Ayor Tamakov is coming are considered machna. Not only the Isereti, the Rambam holds Kodat Yesh Mechushma Machna Moishova is an Isereti if he enters any of the Ayor Tamakov is coming and Moishova Shulman. Only if he enters Yerushalayim then he violates the law of Loyova Otei Ha Machna with the Hei Haidiyah, the Machna. And there's only going following the other Shem says it's not true that all Ayor Tamakov is coming are included in the Ha Machna also. There's both a law and an answer. What about an Evan Hamanuzo? It says if you have a Bayis Hamanuzo, you have to be moist to the Hoshi 7 on the Chutzlo ear. What kind of an ear is that? So the Rashtam Mishnai points out that that's not necessarily an ear Hamukov Chom unless you should in it. Doesn't say anywhere. But the Septa says it's literally any city in Eretz Yisrael. Any city in Eretz Yisrael. There is no din in the Chutzlo. Well, the Rosh Batim doesn't apply in Chutzlo. So let's say you have, if you have an Evan Hamanuzo, then you're Tel Aviv. You have to take it outside of Tel Aviv. You can't take it to the Chomo. You can't take it into another city. You have to say Mechutz L'Ir. What's the seven of Mechutz L'Ir? You have to take it outside of that city. You're not allowed to take it into any city in Eretz Yisrael. Not only a city that's Mechutz L'Ir, Mechutz L'Ir, Mechutz L'Ir. You're not allowed to take it into any city. What about to take it into New York and put it in a museum? That's okay. The city of New York is a Nishman city. For example, the law city. Only the cities in Eretz Yisrael have more Kedusha. It's interesting. The city, it's not listed in the Esther Kedusha. The Esther Kedusha says Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, which you don't have in Chutzlot. Then Ayoratam comes to have Kedusha, and then Yerushalayim has Kedusha. It doesn't say all the cities in Eretz Yisrael have Kedusha. Either there is a din that it does have Kedusha. Apparently, there's a different din of Kedusha. And Achim Zev explains that the Mishnah and Esther Kedusha is only in this world, the 10 levels of Kedusha Tamigdash. So the Ayoras HaMikdash, the Chon, unless you should noon, have a certain level of Kedushas HaMikdash to them. But apparently this din, that all the cities in Eretz Yisrael have more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, so it's not like Kedushas HaMikdash, I don't know. It's a different din of Kedushas HaMikdash, it's a higher level of Kedushas HaMikdash. I don't know, it's not an aspect of Kedushas HaMikdash, it's very, maybe. But there is such a din, so din they're right. There is a Mishnah, there is a Mishnah in the end of Zlochim that says Bizman Heter Bomis. Bizman Heter Bomis says that Kochi Kochi Manacholim Chol Ore Yitua. Kochi Kochi Manacholim the Chol Ore Yitua. What kind of a lesson says the Chol Ore Yitua? I mean, there's only Heter Bomis in Eretz Yisrael. And the Dabi Zot Hayad, the Mechilta says, in the beginning of the very first Mechilta, and Chol Mishmai says, before they crossed over the Yarden, they would have to bomb it all over the world. If they crossed over the Yarden, they had to bomb it to restrict the doubt to Eretz Yisrael. No longer had to bomb it in Tzitzvah. And when they had to bomb it in Eretz Yisrael, was it only in the cities or was it even in the farms, in the fields? You know, so Rashi said in the name of his father, I'm not sure how Rashi said in the name of his father, that it said, Kachi Kachi Nachol Nachol Ari Yisrael. Sounds like you can only eat it in Ari Yisrael in the city. You can't eat it in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. But if you say like that, he just said, Rabbi, he didn't know whether it was, the Rabbi wasn't sure whether he should agree. He just said, that's what the father was. But from the Gemara itself would appear not so. The Gemara itself talks about Matzah Hanachelus B'chol Moshovei. The Gemara says, there was a marriage, that there was a Heta Bomber, and there was a Heta Bomber in the days of Melvin Tiflin, even though there was a Bomber daughter, but then there was a Bomber Khan, there was a Heta Bomber, so Kachin Kachin Nacholim, Kachin Kachin Nacholim, the Chol Moshavet. If it's only Nechal, the Chol Ore Yisrael, not the rest of Eretz Yisrael, only in the cities, not in the farm. So how is that called? Nechalos the Chol Moshavet? It's only restricted after to the cities? I don't know, if you say like that, if you say also that there's a Yichud to the cities over the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and Gabi Korbonah, then it should be listed in the Eretz Kedushin. That the Ayarish of Eretz Yisrael at a higher level of Kedushas HaMikdash. I've heard our parents that we said before that all the cities in Eretz Yisrael have a higher level. If you live on a city as opposed to living in a farm on a kibbutz, that has a higher level of Kedusha. You're living in a place that has a higher level of Kedusha, but not a higher level of Kedushas HaMikdash. Higher level of Kedushas HaMikdash.